Hi there, this is John and welcome to day one in the series. Now, most of us would agree, wouldn't we, that there is something in the air that allows us to really just sense the level of connection between two people. We can sense when people are madly in love, and we can sense when the air is thick with tension and anger between them. Now, of course, we can all sense this in our own relationships too, and if we pay close attention, we can sense micro changes long before it becomes obvious to others. Now, this is how we can manage the quality of our most significant relationships on purpose. It's all about becoming aware of, and also about learning to manage our emotional bank accounts. Now, if that's something you haven't come across before, don't worry about it. An emotional bank account is simply a subconscious record that we all keep of every interaction that we have with someone. Now, where the interaction is positive, it lands as a deposit, and if the interaction is negative, it's seen as a withdrawal. Now, the important thing is the quality of the relationship that you experience with your partner depends on the overall balance of the deposits and withdrawals, much like with a regular bank account. Except that we experience it in the level of warmth between us and our partner on a daily basis. So firstly, just understanding that this thing called an emotional bank account exists can be revolutionary. It certainly was for us. I guess the truth is that no one signed up for a frustrating or, you know, misunderstanding or a relationship full of aggravation. But that's really where we all end up if we don't take the time to understand what makes a withdrawal and what makes a deposit for ourselves as well as for our partner, and what we can do on purpose to keep the relationship warm and tender. That's what it's all about. That's what we all signed up for, right? Warmth and tenderness. Now, throughout this 30-day series, we're going to be sharing insights and ideas on how to build 4 foundational habits so that you can have better conversations and better outcomes and really just enjoy a more connected and mutually satisfying relationship with your partner. So tomorrow, we're going to be looking at some of the key ingredients that you will need on your journey to better relationships. So don't forget to look out for tomorrow's email in your inbox. Meanwhile, for today, take a moment to just think about what the balance in the emotional bank account with your partner or your spouse currently looks like. And then secondly, ask yourself, what do they do that makes withdrawals for you, and what makes deposits? Think on that for a moment, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, ready for day 2. Have a great day.